Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? To answer to these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. If you've ever wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor, I can't wait to hear your podcast. Join me on Anchor on Hip Hop Graffiti. Here we are on this episode of Hip Hop Graffiti. We are live on the scene. We're at Oakwood Memorial Cemetery in High Point, North Carolina. This is your host, Jobless. I'm standing here with documentarian, historian. I can't compare her to anything or anyone that I know or have met. This is Miss Phyllis Bridges.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. I feel honored this morning. It's special.
I'm just thankful to have encountered the tour and been able to come and walk up on the tour when it was in process. The tour is every third Saturday?
Every third Saturday from April to September. And then after that, we take a little rest. I go back in, research more to rediscover more of our history here in this historical cemetery. And then in the spring, I come back out with more tours and to add more information that I've discovered. For my first documentary, High Point, the memoir of an African-American city, one of my seasoned citizens that I was interviewing told me about a black cemetery, which I just assumed was Green Hill Cemetery, which is located on Leonard Street, but they said, no, there's another one. I'm like, where? I need to find it. So they told me about this cemetery, Oakwood Memorial Cemetery, located in the central part of High Point, and said that there's a colored section there. I'm like, okay, I never heard of a colored section. So when I came over and I saw who was buried here, it was like the who's who of early black High Point, like Reverend Daniel Brooks, who served in the Civil War, and Henry Clay Davis, he was a stagecoach driver. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Now, was Daniel Brooks, who also there's a housing project, a rather large housing project, one of the largest housing projects in High Point, named Daniel Brooks, and most of the people that occupy Daniel Brooks have no idea that it's an actual individual.
Correct.
He was a colored or a black person, African-American, and then he's buried up the street. What I find most interesting about Daniel Brooks in talking with you, he was a Confederate soldier, no?
Yes. Yes, he was. He and his brother Milford went in the Civil War at the same time. Milford never came back home. We're not sure what happened to him. But Daniel Brooks was in the Civil War for 4 years. He mainly served that role as a cook. They helped clear the roads, cutting down the trees, things of that nature. He didn't actually carry a gun and fight in the Civil War because we weren't allowed to. But he was part of the Civil War, and people just don't know that. They just connect him with the projects area here in High Point. And that projects area came about during the WPA era.
Wow. Henry C. Davis?
Mm-hmm.
He was a stagecoach driver?
Yes. He was a mulatto, so he was a free person of color. And he was a very young man when he was driving a stagecoach. And I have a couple of articles where that states that he was a very handsome young mulatto who had a team of think, 6 or 8 strong gray horses.
Wow.
And when he would enter into the city from the south end of High Point, he would blow his bugle to let him know that he was arriving.
Can you imagine that?
I would have loved to have seen that.
Wow. 6 gray stallions pull up, Puerto Rican poppy on top of the carriage, blowing a bugle to let everybody know on the south side he's in town.
Well dressed.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like a scene that needs to be at least shot photography-wise. We're working on that, too.
I agree.
Oh, there's so much rich culture out here, and we've only touched on, like, 2 or 3 names out here. I remember you said Edmondson.
Mm-hmm.
He was a barber or a businessman.
Edmondson was a business, a very prominent colored businessman here in High Point. And he only cut hair for white men.
Wow.
And his barbershop was located on the main level of the John Elwood Hotel, which sat in downtown High Point up until the late 60s before it was torn down. And his wife, Minnie Edmondson, she was a beautician, and she did hair for white women. And they had, from my research, they had a huge, beautiful house on Willowbrook, which is now Elm Street, which is on the south side of High Point. That area of town was more so for the people who worked in the factories, because High Point was very big as far as factories and hosiery, well, mainly furniture during that time. So they were very prominent business people.
Wow. It's amazing, again, just the rich culture out here at Oakwood Memorial Cemetery in High Point. When we were out here during the dedication, there was an elder out here that said that her grandmother was buried out here, and her grandmother was considered an actual slave or property by another family that's probably buried out here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling her story. What was her? She was a descendant of. Do you remember?
You probably referring to Annie Pitts.
Annie Pitts. Yes.
Annie Pitts. Oh my goodness. Gosh. She is the catalyst for this whole project and other projects that's coming down the pipes. Annie Pitts was a former slave here in High Point, and she was owned by the Welch family, who was one of the first founders of High Point.
Mm.
And when I was first told about this section, and when I came out, her marker just stood out to me. I mean, it was just special. Annie was just speaking to me. So I had to find out, I had to listen to what she was trying to tell me. And she wanted me to tell her story, which was leading into the other stories. But she was a former slave. Her mother was a slave also. Don't know who Annie's father was. Annie became pregnant at the age of 14, and her descendants seemed to think that her son was by one of her owner's sons, one of the Welch boys. And they're about 97% sure it was one of his boys. And his name was Columbus Christopher Pitts, who went on to be the second settler in Winston-Salem. At that time, the area was called Liberia. It is now known as Happy Hills. So he was the second settler, and he bought property from the Moravians.
Wow. Miss Bridges, is there anything right now that we should look forward to you putting out? How can we get your documentaries that are already available to us? Let us know how we can connect with you.
Right now, you can view 3 of my documentaries. The first one, High Point, a memoir of an African-American community. The second one, The March on the All-American City, which gives a chronological timeline of the civil rights movement here. And the third one, I just released it, The Forgotten Ones, and that is sharing the stories and the information that I have gathered about the early black settlers of High Point who are buried in this section. So you can go to YouTube, just key me in, Phyllis Bridges, and those 3 documentaries should pop up. Oh wow, I have so many things in the works and coming down the pipes. One of my historian buddies, compiling a book on information about the people here in this cemetery. Back in 1970, we had a Black Panther shootout here in High Point on the south side. So I've gone back to that project and starting to piece that together and a whole lot.
That's a very interesting situation that you touched on there. And I don't think anyone that I've talked to actually knew about it except a few elders.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did they, you know, have some type of shootout with the police on the south side, they had a community center
mm-hmm.
On the south side. And I think the house is actually still standing.
Well, that house was taken down, and that just reminded me. That's another area of High Point where there should be a historical marker.
Oh, I know in reading some of the documents and all of the newsletters from the Black Panther Party and as well as the FBI documents are available online. You can just type in random stuff and you'll see them just talking about the newsletter and different houses and locations and things that they were planning. They brought, they were instrumental in bringing Fred Hampton down to Winston-Salem State and going to Shaw University. And they had a report of a firebombing at a daycare center that they were running, which is near, I think it was near Five Points, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just very interesting bits and pieces of our culture. We see things like, and we have to continuously research them. I think history, along with science, is one of those things in continuing education. You're constantly digging deeper and deeper. Ironically, I'm saying digging in the ground. But I would like to challenge the state of North Carolina, the county, the city, to get some type of preservation effort available. I saw a marker over there from like 1880 that's like facing straight up. So the rain just falling right on it. So as simple as things that I'm sure people are trained to do, that they could come out here and see about. And there are reports of a mass grave out here. So I'd like to have the Jurassic Park people come out here and shoot a little cannon in the ground, get a scan of some seismic activity, and let us know exactly what's going on.
I do have to give the city of High Point credit for keeping it up as well as they have, because you know, if you go online and look at other cemeteries, historical black cemeteries across the country, I mean, they look awful. I mean, they've overgrown. Some of them are like nestled in little wooded areas.
Yeah, I think I saw a story.
And you can't even get to them.
It's crazy.
But I do give the city of High Point credit for keeping this up. And I hate that we took so long to even bring attention to this section. But now that we have attention to it and we have the marker, we've, you know, whatever needs to be done, they're taking care of it. And I was told there's roughly 500 people buried here.
Wow.
We have the names of at least 100, a few more maybes, but I would love to know the exact number of African Americans who are buried here. And
now, just from that number, 500, looking at the markers here, I don't even see 100 markers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the most, there may be 100 markers in this section. So that's, you know, that's what I'm a little agitated about as far as it's unmarked. And it just totally looks just different from the rest of, of the planned out. They got uprised different like sections of the with stone trailings, and I don't know, it's just permaculture crazy over there. And then over here it's just like, oh, just keep the grass cut, it's all right.
Yes. But we're gonna change that. We're gonna change it.
Well, I can't thank you again for having us and for the work that you do, inspiring me and inspiring a whole new generation of historians and documentarians. Again, Miss Phyllis Bridges, you can check her documentaries out on YouTube by simply just typing in High Point Memoirs of an African American Community, The March on an All-American City,
as well as The Forgotten Ones, which is about the early black settlers and African American settlers. And on the next episode of Hip Hop Graffiti, we might be in a city near you. Who knows what we'll be covering next? But this is Ja Bliss, and this has been Hip Hop Graffiti. Peace.